taming the sloth. I don't know how long I can play with a sloth, how long I can wait to time his glide, how long the space no wider than his bulbous face, as if the air had softened long enough to slow each arm's motion to an easy slide, as if by committing each inch of leg to a longer stroll, he'd be cool and jived, just as we'd rehearsed for hours. The slinky hitching up of knees to gather up his fur like bunched underwear. He's stalling now for the little push my hand decides to get a rhythm going, to quicken the pace, to push ahead just enough to score the next ride. How long can I stand the indifference of his cold stare burrowed into mine, as if he's judging a dance where no one commits to lead or count in step? I don't know how long he can lie in one place, cheering his lack of progress. Now he's rolling down to his knees and spine, seeing the world from the bottom up, believing this is knowledge of a kind, having spent his clowning days hanging downward by his toes, trolling the uncertainties of ground, as if by giving up a life of swinging free across the long, thin avenue of sky, he could teach me need, the patience to dream, how to slouch into the future with a soft tongue-peddling of my breath and a little push from behind.